Parshas Baloischa. So, the lot of different parshas in it. The parsha I want to take for both ends of the parsha. The last parsha is a parsha of the Afchona between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuas Shaar HaNeviim. The distinctions between Nevuas Moshe is of a different quality, Bechlal, and Nevuas Shaar HaNeviim. The Pashat Mechuvin of the parsha is it's a shir in Hilchis Yisaydei HaTorah. It's Nogea for all sorts of in Yonim, like we've seen in the Rambam and different places, that the reason why we don't trust other Nevuas, if any other Nevuas were to come to be Makhish Nevuas Moshe, is not believed because Moshe Rabbeinu is of a different quality. There's no Nevuah that comes to his Nevuah, but Mela his Nevuah is superior and so on. Lechura, it's all Nogea Mitzad Hilchas Yesedi HaTorah. But you see, there's a much, but it's hard to believe that the whole parish is given just a dry parish. There's no nekuda that shayach begidri avoida. I mean, first let's ask ourselves the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that had that darga, and it's one of the yisodei of das, one of the yisodei emunah. It's so, in a certain sense, one can see it as being a it's being mitzamtzem eri belzus bechira. We can't be as big as Moshe. So, the truth be said, it's not a terrible kasha, because in sitkas we can be as big or bigger, that there is no gvul. Nevuah is a special yichud, and a special gift. Just like Malchus is miyuchad to one person, Kunadol is miyuchad to one person. But in Nevuah, it's harder to see it a little bit, because Nevuah is a darg that every person reaches mitzad shleimus. And there's mokum to understand it that, it's something about this darg that even in order to be Moinea from other people, to be Makhish Nevuas Moshe, it's still possible for people to be in a darga like that. Now, we'll try to a little bit explain what that Nekuda would be. In other words, what's a Nekuda of Nevuas Moshe mitzad the Adam, mitzad Aveda, that is shayach that another person will be shayach to it. The Pasuk says, Loikein Avdi Moshe, Bechol Beisi Nemanhu. So, the pasuk itself doesn't really read well from the reisha to the sefer. The first he's saying Shimon advarim yinevechem Hashem b'mara ilav asvadah plam adavaboy. When a navi vayu comes, I am going to speak to him in a mara, in a chaloyim. Loikein avdi Moshe b'chol beis nemanhu. So it's really very hard to understand what is the b'chol beis neman who is not sticks out over here as not being relevant to the conversation. Basically, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Listen, when I speak to you, I speak to you in chidos and in a chaloyim." Masha'ein Kain in Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't speak in a chalom, I speak straightforward, I speak ponim al ponim, like somebody would, pe'al pe'al, I speak to him, like somebody would speak to a friend of his. But what is b'chol beis neman hu? It's mashma kilu, you people are not neman, you people are kilu chasrom shakranim, or whatever it is, and he is a neman. Where does that play out in the result? He's saying, the point they're saying is, your Nevuah is an inferior type to his Nevuah. So that is the point. So therefore, yes, we perish, you're not perish. But Bechol Beisi Neman Hu, the Neman over here seems to be not Mina Inyan. Or you should have said it, Faket, you're not reliable, he is reliable. There's something here about it that is Ereshal Av Seifel, Seifel Av Reisha. So, also, with the Torah chooses over here, it says, first, Vatadab b'meri varam b'moshe, then it says, Va'ish Moshe onav m'oid mikol adam, ashal pnei adama, and then, Va'im Hashem pisim ol Moshe ol aram v'miriam tzu shlosh chemesan, and so forth. The Va'ish Moshe onav over here could be it's not clear what is it coming to describe. You could say very poshut that maybe sort of Moshe is not going to take on for his covet, but rather, that's why I'm going to have to speak up on his behalf. But then we should say, Vish Moshe Anamoid, Vish Moshe Anamoid, because of the Adam seems to be akdama to the next parasha. The parasha of the different nevuas, of the different dagas of nevuah, is going to be a. Is the hakdama to that parasha? It comes before that parasha. And then we have this parasha of the gilum of the differences. So lechura, if we're talking about this mida of anava, that's the sheirish of this mida over here. Of it's kind of in his nefesh. It's the mida that's goyrim to the difference in nevuah, and we need to understand that as well. I guess going to the other end of the parasha. The parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu is the sefer of parasha. The parasha of Aaron in the beginning, Baloischa, also has two famous kashas. One is, it says in Rashi's Ra that the Nesiim were in Karbonis, Aaron was Nachashadaita, Kashbachos told him, Shalcha Gadol Mishlehem. The Rambanis, I mean, you find so many other wonderful things in Aaron. It's very hard to see that this should be punk, the thing that they pick. And then it says, Rashi says, Melamed Shvacha Shal Aaron Shaloy Shino by Vayas Kein Aaron. So I said, Lagash Shvacha Shal Aaron Shaloy Shino. And everyone else, there was so much avoided to do. And he already did without being Mishana, because Chasfron Vyom Mishana, you see what happened to Narev Naviu. So why here of all the places did Aaron pick the Shino over here? That's the question. Everyone talks about it, and both is shailas. I wanted to say something that both in Yonim, it's Nagea, the Yisrael is Nagea both parts, the parish of Moshe and the parish of Aaron, the Yichud of Moshe and the Yichud of Aaron. Let's go back to Bechol Beis Neman, who over here. Loichein Avdi Moshe Bechol Beis Neman. The description of the Nevuah, how it comes to Moshe is I will speak to him straightforward. And he has some picture of the Kaviyochel. The Rashi says it's talking about the Achoyrov. There's some sort of Tmunas Hashem Yabit. Let's try to understand the heart of this point, which is Mara V'loi V'chidos. And what's the difference in that nevuah? The pashta to understand is Abta Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a nevuah b'shefa, he gives it baspaklaya meira. If he doesn't want to, he gives it out of baspaklaya meira. It's kind of by the Kadosh Baruch Hu's grace, by Kadosh Baruch Hu's whatever rutzen he wants. That's what he does. A second explanation is that aspaklaya meira and ena meira is totally in the zichuch of the chaima. A person who's very oisgarbet sees it clearly. A person who's not oisgarbet doesn't see it clearly. There's something wrong with his kalim to be toe-faced it. And it's like when you run something through a glass that's crooked, the glass itself becomes crooked, and so on. There's a deeper nekuda here. And let's understand the word chida. Mishle is a sefer chachma, and it's called Mishle. And it speaks about the chidos of chachamim. That's the word chida is translated into modern language as a riddle. It's not, like a riddle for us, just a plaything. It doesn't mean anything. That's not... Chida, there's no what we call a chida today, like a little game, a guessing game, or a riddle, and this and that. I mean, there's no mokum in chachma. That's a game. It's cute, nothing more. It's a strong ally of the word mashal. When the problem of understanding really lies in the following situation. I live in a certain mitzias. The metzias that I have, let's take a very simple mashal. Somebody grows up in an isolated country, and that's the reality he lives with. At some point in life, somebody comes and tells him about a country that's somewhere else. He can't, the kelim that we have to understand are kelim that are native to us. So if I grew up where people go from place to place with horse and wagon, I never saw a car in my life. So somebody's going to try to explain to me a car. So the first thing is, he's going to have to say like this. In your mind, the picture of going from place to place is a cart and a horse. That's how people go from place to place. There is something that we'll call that transportation, and in that place they also have transportation, but it's in a different form. And it has a cart, but not a horse is pulling it, something that is as strong as a horse, that's stronger than a horse. I need to constantly build a bridge from his Havana to the new Metzias. And that is an extraordinarily difficult task, and that requires a lot of chachma. Because the I'm basically, the kelim that a person understands with are the kelim that are native to his metzias. This is my the things I've acquired at a young age, or very close to my personality. And this is, if I want to explain to somebody, I made a remark to somebody, some remark, and the person got very upset. And I'm upset, why is he so upset? So someone will explain to me, you know, just like you don't like it when someone says this about you, he doesn't like it when someone says that about him. I need to take my kelim of Havana and translate it over to the new metzias, and that's the only way I can really understand it. That's called a mashal. A mashal means that I am taking something between two worlds that has the chutz of one world and the teichen of a second world. It has the levush. For instance, if somebody never ate honey in his life, and you try to describe to him what honey's like, I tell him, you know, when you taste sugar, it tastes sweet. Yes, this has the same sweetness of sugar. So I'm taking the sugar. The chitzoinis of the sugar is not emes. It's not sugar. I'm taking a certain teichen, its sweetness. And I'm going to use it to build a new levush around it, and I'm going to call it honey, describe honey with it. That's the koyach of mashal. That's the inyan of mashal and chachma, and that's the inyan of chida. Chida means, the word chida stuma means as follows. I see a metzias. If somebody sees something that's a chida stuma, I see a metzias, and this metzias is not shayach to my world. I can't deny the reality of it, but it's not part of my metzias, and that's why I have a terrible time understanding it. For somebody, if somebody who never saw anything mechanized saw an airplane take off, it's there. He sees it, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense means nothing within the kelim that I possess does it really click. I've seen a million birds flapping their wings and going. I don't have a problem with that. But I've never seen a metal box flap its wings and go. It doesn't fit into any of the metzias I know. So a chida is when I'm stuck with a metzias that is real, it's emes, I can be described as such, but it doesn't fit into any kli seichel that I have. So divrei chachamim, they go with mashal and litza and chida. All of those are describe that situation where I need to bring something to a person that is not in his world, and somewhere that makes it a chida, and somewhere I need to connect it to his world. When I say that a chacham is smarter than me. The reason why Divrei Chacham v'Chidosh say him, why Divrei Chacham v'Chidosh, is those things that I can work out myself, and somebody just pointed it out to me, that's not Divrei Chachamim. Then I understand it myself. If someone just said, hey, why don't you figure it out? If this causes this, and this causes this, I said, oh, of course, it's Pashut. The Chacham falls off. I don't need the Chacham anymore. But when I need to rely on somebody's Divrei Chachma, I need to rely on it when it's counterintuitive, when it doesn't have any mahalach in logic or in sense. That's the type of inyan where I need to be seimech on the Divrei Chacham, and that's where it's a chida to me. So we have a musig of chida and mashal, meaning a person has certain kalim of havana and tfisa. When a person is faced with things that are beyond his tfisa and so on, those are chidois. And when he has a metzias that bridges the two, that's a mashal. That's the mahalach of Rosh Hashanah something. It's true, in a small way we describe things in sichlius. I see things flapping the wings of the birds, but metal never flies, metal sinks, now it's flying. Those are things that are very limited. In a limited sense, we're talking about a very material metzias. When we're talking about, let's say, axioms of life, what is toiv? Let's give a mashal. If you sew a picture of somebody laying on a beach enjoying himself, and somebody sitting bent over a shtender learning, and a person sees these two pictures, and you ask for a reaction. So one person will instinctively and honestly say, you look at the person on the beach and say, wow, I'm jealous. And they look at the person sitting bent over a shtender someplace with old Gemara and say, poor guy. Somebody else will instinctively say, look at the person on the beach and saying, you know, what's the point of it? And they'll look at somebody the bent over a shtender and say, Ashrei v'toivle. If the person's metzias is physical, if that's his metzias, then the instinctive reaction is, that's the world he lives in. How can you tell me that sitting bent over a shtender in a dark room is over an old dusty Gemara is in any way better? It doesn't fit into any of the kalim of tefisa that I have. The person does have kalim. A person does have kalim ruchniyim, and he can develop them. So just like an adult comes to realize that certain things, even though they're not at the present pleasurable, but an adult will look at somebody finishing some super duper program somewhere that takes a very long time, but gives them a very important degree or whatever, and a person will admire that instinctively because he's learned that. A person, since he has an neshama inside him, and since his self can become identified with the neshama, then the person can develop that type of tfisa as well. But it's a long process. Somewhere in that continuum of going from one elementary tfisa to a second elementary tfisa, there are stages. There's one stage when the person kulo pretends. You know, like the Mesil Shalom says, that the maisa, a person is misspoiled from his maisim, misoir from his maisim. The maisim change a person. And therefore, if the person does right, so he starts off not liking to learn, he learns. And that's, so one phase is when it's mamish, echida to him, and he just relies on the Divrei Chacham that says, this is good. And then at some point, there's a nitzutz where it sparks, and a person has moments that he really, really feels that way. And then, at the very end, it's possible a person to be kulo that way. When a person connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Nevuah, it's not just a question of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good-heartedness, kaviyachol, this person wants to give a lot, this person wants to give little. It's not even totally as a schar, would be mezach himself, could he see more, could he not see more? It's deeper than that. A person cannot be toifes the Dvar Hashem as the Dvar Hashem unless all of his koiches, hanefesh, are of that quality. It's just like you have a hard time understanding somebody from a different culture unless you're completely like that person, and then it's not a different culture anymore, unless you are of that culture. The same thing, a person who is not of, quote-unquote, the culture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, doesn't really understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand things that are toiv. A person who walks into a world of Torah, the yeshiva world, there are things alike because they ring well with the things that are familiar to him. There are things that he'll find baffling, and the things that he might even find repulsive, because they're not... That's not his mitzias. Those chalokim are his mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now, the test of whether something is you or not lies in the concept of ne'emonus. In other words, if a person has a personality, but he's working with a different personality, in other words, I'm acting a certain way, for good reasons, but I'm acting a certain way, at some point, that bubble will burst, because it's not shayach to always be that which you're not. It's almost a tautology, because if you are always that, then that's you. It's not possible to act forever, because either that defines you. But the word is that it's not. It can't be. That which is a layer on top must fall off at some point. So if something is coated with something else, there will be something that will shake off the coating and leave the essence in place. Famous by the Rambam with the cat that they trained, it's a double pasha. That mida is called ne'eman, which means consistent, which means constant. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, the difference between his nevuah and your nevuah is that he is ne'eman and you're not. It's not ne'eman in the sense where a person deliberately goes and does something. I mean, that's like the normal use of it is that a ne'eman is someone I can trust, and the other people are out there and they're going to tell me about my secrets and so on. Chol beis ne'eman means this is where he is. He's a ben bias by me. So b'meila, his nevuah is pel peh. His nevuah is, it's t'munas Hashem yabit. The metzias of a person's where the person is, he can see the Dvar Hashem be'emis. And Rashi says, Gvaldik in the Kudet, Lechur is a stereo. It says Umara, Bamara Elavasvada, and here it says Pel Padaba Boy Umara. So Lechur sounds like it's Mara also. Rashi says Pel Padaba Boy Umara means that the mara of the dibur, we always explain, is what you hear from somebody else, and that's why it leaves room for misinterpretation, because this is what I heard. Re'iyah is usually clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu's, the dibur that I speak to him is maradik. He sees it because this is his mitzias, and b'meila there's no room for mistake by him. And that was the tshuva in the big way, like the Rambam says. The taina to him was, why did you separate yourself from your wife, and so on. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, the Rambam explains it, but l'shenei ha-zov, that he was zocha to be nizdabek bitzur ha-ilomim, la'olme-lolme-ilomim. He's not married anymore. He is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyachol, the greater Metzias. The whole base in Emon, this is his bias. This is where he is. And b'meila, his nevuah is of an entirely different world. His nevuah is an insider saying it, and therefore he knows exactly what's meant. He doesn't, that's what his kelim are. By you, like it says, it comes... You don't inherit the way it really is. You're not part of that Metzias. And b'meila, it comes It comes through a chida, it comes through all sorts of aberrations, because you're not a ben bayis, and you hear it the way an outsider hears it, a very close outsider, but still an outsider, and that's what you hear. That's why it says v'ish moisha onav moed. The mida, in other words, a nivus is not where a person doesn't think highly of himself. A nivus is where a person doesn't have a self, where a person doesn't think of self. The most I always give is when somebody is in middle of a very critical mission, when somebody is really, really on, somebody's playing ball in a very critical moment even, or whatever it is, he's thinking only about the ball, he's thinking only about whatever he's doing, he's not thinking about what do people think about me, and how do I look, and what's it like. I think only about exactly what I'm doing. Another means Moshe Rabbeinu had no sense of self anymore. B'meila, in Midos, it's the equivalent of not being Chomri, not having any kli that would make him an other to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midos is another way that makes one an other. So that's the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu over here and so on. There's someone points out, Sfasemis says, point out Dovah Nifla. It says that when a Navi spoke, he brings a Zohar Kaddish, when a Navi spoke, his face would burn like lapidim, like ash. In other words, the person was a normal person, and when the Dvar Hashem came to him, he flamed, and he was like a radiant malach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the other way around. Moshe Rabbeinu was a radiant malach, and he had to wear a mask when he came down. Moshe Rabbeinu changed from his natural state when he spoke to people. Astam Navi changed from his natural state when he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the word Neman really refers to the natural state. I want to go back to the piece about Aaron HaKohen. The Chanukas HaMishkan, and then Aaron HaKohen was told Shulchan Gadol Mishlehem. The Metzius of Chanukah is always a hard one, because it requires, it's like acceleration. It requires putting something into place that was never there. The person who establishes a yeshiva, the person who establishes a community, it's a much tougher task, a much bigger person than a person that keeps it running. Because when you're establishing something, you're going against the tide, and so on. And it requires a very, very super effort. So the godless of Chanukah, I mean, the Chanukah Sanasim, the Chuzah Mishkan Sanasim, it wasn't Aaron HaKohen was jealous, he brought Karbonis. Aaron HaKohen would bring Karbonis by the tons. That's not the problem. The problem was, they were maschila. They were, you know, initiators, and that avoda, Aaron HaKohen is just following. He's the guy who's running the Mishkan that the Nesiim put into place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he gave him specifically the avoda of the avoda of Hadlokas HaNeiros, because the one, you know, it's Hadlokas HaNeiros is also a type of avoda like it. It's you're taking and you're putting a fire to something that, when you take the muscle carbonis and you throw it into a burning fire, you're basically just, the fire is there and it's consuming things you throw in. When you start a fire, it's the same type of initiation process. And b'meila, it's a process of chidush nischachus. But Aaron has a special knetch that they don't have. A person, there are two ways in which a person can be that initiator. A lot of times, a person gathers all of his strength, he makes a supernatural effort, and he sparks, like the mushel. When you have, you can sometimes build up a large current and use it for a great spark. But it's not the natural part of it, it's all my effort in a moment of greatness thing. So, it's a good thing, But it doesn't describe mi be'etzem because it's not constant, it's not consistent. The melacha of hadlaka was the ability to keep always doing, to initiate. The Nesiyim, this was the great moment of the Nesiyim in their careers. This Nesiyim realized their great potential. It wasn't this is who they were, this is what they were able to climb to at the peak of their Metzias. So the Nesiyim expressed itself in the Karm of the Nesiyim, in the Chanukas HaMishkan. But that's it. So this is the sum total of themselves at the moment of greatness. Aaron HaKoyen had a daily avoda of being madlik and bringing a shalheves to where it wasn't. And that's what he says, Shalchor Kain Le'olam, is you have to always be mechadish. You always have to bring in that light. It's interesting enough, it says that Kohen Gadol also, when he went in to do the Avodah in Yom Kippur, his panim was like lapidim. You have to bring a lapid every day, you have to infuse a flame every single day. And that's the Shvach Shal Aaron Shal Yishtaneh. That Aaron's Shvach was that he consistently could spark a new chiyus into Avodah. There's a one-time chiyus at the beginning where great people summed up their entire Metzias to bring about an Esh Kodesh to start the Mishkan. And then there's somebody that in day out, every single day, has to bring a spark to start a fire. And that's the Shvach Shal Aaron. Shal Chog Golosh and Shal Chog Chayim Lo'ilam. That's an Avodah. It's an Avodah of Chiddush that's La'olam, whereas their Avodah of Chiddush was a one-time thing. I guess I want to bring out the Nekuda, the Tzara Shavu from both of them. And try to understand a little bit if the gap between doing what we're supposed to do, between not doing what we're supposed to do and doing what we're supposed to do, everyone else understands. And we all understand our Veda as being to do the right things, to get to know the halachas, to get to not to waste any time, to learn, etc., etc., etc. That's, you know, that part of it you understand. The hemshech, in other words, fine, pretty much at some point we will be doing almost all of what we're supposed to be doing. And with that's finished. Everything else, it's a hidden mitzvah. Wait, what's the purpose of the rest of our lives? What's the purpose of our rest of our mitzvahs? People, at a certain point, people are omed al daitam and do pretty much what they're going to be doing for the rest of their lives. Is a person a bigger? Is he doing a lot more mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, and so on and so forth, at 80 than at 25? I mean, you know, fine. There's always want to be ma'asim, there's always want to be mahader. Fine, that's fine. But it really, the gap between when a person wasn't doing to what a person is doing, and from that for the rest of his life, doesn't really strike us as being terribly significant. I mean, the Tosefes for the next 60 years is a diminishing return to the great hislavos of the early years, when a person makes very major changes. A person feels a little bit frustrated, disappointed, or just bewildered. What's the point of it? I mean, that's the Akash Lolo. And the answer is, we're looking at the wrong part of Avodah. The difference between Moshe and the other Nevi'im lies in their manas. Nemanus means, how far is it really me? How far is it me that I hear somebody insult me, and it doesn't faze me? I'm not totally in other people's opinions. How far is it me that when somebody asks for help, I go and do it? How far is it me that my default setting is to use my head for divrei chachma and das and so on? That's really, at the end of the day, that determines the person. When we ask ourselves, what's the purpose of learning in yeshiva, it's full time for so long and so on, the answer is, a person's metzias, the kalim for being toifis the world around him, are what determine who he is, and those are shaped greatly by his tefisa and understanding of things. If a person learns, the Divrei Torah become they slowly become the way in which we look at things and the way we tayfus things, and that becomes our metzias. But it takes a long time. A person, I was always aiming on it that it says Shlomo Melech wrote three svarim. He wrote Smachleks and Gemara, which Seder, but Akupanim, I think the Shita that we usually quote is Shir Hashirim, he wrote Betzirusai. Mishle, he wrote when he was in the middle years, and Koheles, he wrote Ziknusai. And the difference is that Tzirusai is the Tkufa of his livus. Shir Hashirim is the, it's a song of his livus, of Mayim Rav Nichlech Sos Ava. The Azakamovis Ava, that's the Metzias is Islavis. Mishle is the need to try to comprehend that which you were so passionate about. Try to give it Mahalcha Nesechel. That's what, like we said before, is what Mishle is about. Koheles ends, Soifta Kodisha Skim Rei, Soif of Shmur, Kizekol Adam. There's no, you know, it doesn't need any hasberim anymore because it's become pashit. A person who never tried to understand it, it's kula chitzainis. A person when he struggles to understand it, the goal is not that at some point in my life I will really understand it. The real goal is at some point in my life I won't need to understand it anymore because it'll become natural. The process of understanding turns it from a svara into a muskel rishu, which is an axiom. That's the goal of Torah. When a person sits, you find a lot of times somebody who's been in yeshiva a long time tries to explain a sugya to an outsider, and he's wrestling to understand it with his kalim. It doesn't seem fair, it doesn't seem right, it doesn't seem this, because that's the kalim he has. That's very outside kalim. For the person that absorbs it from inside, it becomes, so the first step is incomprehension. And then a person struggles with seichel, with mashal, to try to understand it. Then it becomes part of a person's metzias. The avoda, the real avoda is, there are an infinite amount of nuances for when something is an outside hagadah that you're doing because you sincerely feel it's right. We're not talking about a person who's faking or hypocrite, to something which has become your metzias. I always found it very fascinating. The Kotzker, when he was nifta, it's interesting, there are different things what big people said when they were nifta. The Kotzker, when he was nifta, the pasuk he quoted was, that's the pasuk he was nifta with. And at first I didn't understand it because to me it didn't sum up the essence of his life, l'chura. I mean, I understood it as meaning a quest for the herring, the oimik of the oimik of the oimik of the nyanim of Nister. It wasn't the mahalach, certainly not the mahalach that we have of the Kotzker and his shittas. It was the other chassidim that were very chayk and doirish in the yonim of Pnim and in Chacham Sadnista and so on. Not, it wasn't the mahalach of Kotzker, of Adar, but they were very, very against it. It's certainly not as a mahalach for Tzibur. And I was a misamik on it, and I realized how appropriate it is. The mida that the Kotzker worked with his whole life was the mida of emes. That was his mida. On a very personal level, he demanded never to pretend, never to make believe, with a terrible, terrible sharpness that in the end of it, most of us, I mean, couldn't stand that they weren't able to aim it in such an emes. But his nekuda was on a personal level, never that everything that a person does come from the very emes of his metzias. This pel peh adababai umar of loy bechidois is not a reflection of an oimek of Chacham Sadnista. It's a reflection of the emes of a person. if a person's midan mitzias is kula mitzias, then the conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu is kipshutai kaviyachol. It's adarab. That was the sum total of the lifetime of a person working on emes, is that the person that whatever his yachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu is kulay emes, and everything that he is, and every part of himself that reflects that mitzvah is also emes. So in this parasha we have a gili of one of not only Yisikri Yisari Atayra of Mavuas Moshe versus other Neviim and so on and so forth in why we're miming this, and if Navi comes, he can't do that. That's one Yisoid Gadol Vatsum. The second Yisoid is the more pneumistic Yisoid, Navoida. The Dargis of Ruchnias and close on Kadosh Baruch Hu depends on how much of our Kalim, on how much Bechol Beisid Neman, that's what we're shaykh to. If our shaykhs to Ruchnias is ne'emon, it's consistent because it's really where we are, then in as much as that's true, then that's how much a person is shaykh to Dvar Hashem. There is no quick way to it. It means the person needs to know that as many years as a Kadosh Baruch Hu allotted to him, those are the years, whatever he does, be'emes or be'yosha, whatever avodah he does, moves him one step closer. It means a person should be sensitive to knowing what's a game and what's be'emes. A person should strive to incorporate the learning and the doing things, changes mitzias and bring him into the Bechol Beisi. Like always, it's always Dargis. And as much as a person has, in as much as a person has that relationship, then that chilek of his relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu is not b'mara b'chidus, but it's kaviyachol pelpeh.